Hello, I'm Chris Lisher, and welcome to Turning of the Wheel, an intelligent, lively discussion on astrology, art, and adventure. Timing is everything, and as the great wheel turns, we are best prepared when we are best informed. Join me as I explore the current planetary alignments and offer insights for coping with change. Educational, informative, enlightening, the Turning of the Wheel is a welcome pause in your daily swirl of constant change. Through intelligent discourse, inspired guests, and educational segments, I will help to enlighten your knowledge of astrology and guide you to accept change as the great wheel of life turns. Call in with your questions and speak with some of the greatest visionaries in the time-tested practice of astrology. Turning of the Wheel, Astrology, Art, and Adventure with Chris Lisher, each Saturday live, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on Contact Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turning of the Wheel. My name is Chris Lisher. This is a radio show about astrology, art, and spiritual religion, spiritual adventure. Actually, it is about spiritual religion as well, but it's funny because I was singing that song, Losing My Religion, in my head, and that stuck in my head, and that's what it was all about there. But what I mean is astrology, art, and spiritual adventure. And spiritual adventure is always the term that I've used for sort of this broad umbrella of concepts that all of us seem to be going through at this time. And I sort of try to incorporate, even though astrology is my main thrust and my main theme and my main interest of the show, it's all about cycles of time and how interconnecting sort of modalities play into that. So it's a combination of many different concepts. I deal with everything from numerology to tarot to, near-death experiences to after-death experiences to, any number of things. So it's a wide variety of things that I like to delve into. But first of all, I want to wish you all a happy Halloween. It's a wonderful day for those of us who believe in the mystical realms of life and what it does, and it's a fascinating time. And my subject today is going to be the Saturn return. And the reason I'm talking about that is because it's coming up, not only is it coming up on my Saturn return, I am 58 years old, but my Saturn return is coming up in the next couple days, and I just wanted to address it as a topic because I thought it'd be kind of interesting to see sort of the things that I'm experiencing and sort of be like the man in the street and report to you what it's like to experience that. But at the same time, the United States is going through, it will be coming up on its own Saturn return, so I want to address that as well. So what I want to do is I want to discuss sort of my experience and what a Saturn return feels like for the first return, which is around 28, 29, and then I also want to talk about it when it gets to be the second return, which is about 58, 59, and then, of course, there'll be a third return around 84, 85. So roughly, it's every 29 and a half years or so, and that's the amount of time it takes for Saturn to go around the whole zodiac wheel. Each degree. So it takes that long for it to go around. So you'll begin to feel effects from Saturn when it co-joins your Saturn, which is when it's exactly the same as your natal Saturn, or any of the squares all the way around, which will happen roughly 7 years around the wheel. And it's interesting to note that Saturn is the taskmaster of the zodiac. So therefore, what can we expect from Saturn? Saturn does get a fairly bad rap, which is unfortunate because it really is probably one of the most benefic planets, even though it's considered to be a malefic planet, meaning that it's supposed to be a negative planet. What it really comes down to, it is a planet that says, clean up your room, pay your taxes, do your homework, and, take the garbage out. That's really all it really comes down to. So those are necessary actions within our life. We all have to face them. We all have to, sort of pause and do these actions in our lives. And when we do them, we realize that this is what keeps us honest. This is what keeps us moving. This is what keeps us constructive. This is what sort of forces the function. Just like Mars in the chart is sort of the driving force, Saturn is the one that says, hey, do these jobs and do them correctly. And as a result of that, sometimes people don't always like to clean their rooms. They don't always like to do their homework. They don't always like to pay their taxes. So these are very Saturnian qualities. And Saturn, of course, is considered to be a transpersonal planet, meaning that it applies to generations as well as to the individual. Now, the way to determine where Saturn is in your chart is you can do it one of two ways. You can contact me, which would be the preferred method, that would be at chris@chrisflisher.com, and I would require your birth date, your birthplace, and your birth time, most importantly. If you don't want to contact me via email, you can go to astro.com and enter that same information, and they will tell you. And then by looking at that chart, you look for the glyph or the symbol for Saturn, and you'll find out where Saturn is in your chart. Now, if you're around 28, 29 years old, it's good to know when that Saturn is going to be into your chart and which house it lands in. it's most important to know which house it lands in. Because if your natal Saturn is in your seventh house, you're likely to be having issues about relationships over this time. If your Saturn is in your first house, you're likely to be going through a period of self-doubt or sort of redefining right now. If it's in your fourth house, it's about your family. If it's in your 10th house, your career is under is being remade. And I'm going to get to that, interestingly enough, as we get into the second half of the show, because when I start talking about the United States, we can see that that is a very prevalent topic in the United States chart, which is called the Sibley chart. And the Sibley chart is based on the United States. The United States has a birthday as well. And guess what it is? It's July 4th, 1776 at 5:05 p.m. in Philadelphia, PA. That is when the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence and made the United States an official entity of its own. And anytime, and that's true about astrology for anything. You can have an entity for a wedding, for example. When you can have a chart cast for when you're getting married. You can have a chart cast for when you form a corporation. You can have a chart cast for your dog, your cat, anything. It always begins with that beginning, literally. So it's the Saturn return is important because there's a lot of us out there who are baby boomers, and the baby boom generation has been feeling the effects of this of the Saturn return for quite some time. Now, the baby boom generation is typically is defined as from 1946 to 1964. It's a fairly wide gap of time. But it is during that time that was post-World War II, and I'm referring to the United States more so than the rest of the world, so my view is that right now, I'm sorry. But during that time, there was what's called a post-war boom period. In other words, we were rebuilding after World War II. So there was plenty of jobs. There was a sense of security. There was a sense of calm, enormous growth in the United States. And so people felt free and felt as if they could because all the social services were in place. There was good schools. There were neighborhoods. People were building houses. Enormous expansion. They took liberty and felt it was fine. It was great to be able to have children. So out of that generation came this enormous influx of people who are all in now in their 50s and early 50s, late 40s, and moving into their 60s right now. So I am 58. I was born in 1952, April 1st, no less, or as I like to say, March 32nd. Little joke, very little joke. And so I was born at that time. So now at that time when I was born, April 1st, 1952, Saturn was at 11 degrees Libra. Okay. And Saturn today is at 11 degrees Libra. Now it's not quite there by second, but it's there by degree. So whenever we measure the degrees in the astrology chart, we measure them by degree. And then the next integer down is called the minute and then the second. So it's kind of like a clock. So it's 11 degrees 17 minutes right now. I believe my original, actual real Saturn return is 11 degrees 35 minutes, but that's irrelevant. It's close enough, believe me. Typically, what we do is we have what's called an 8-degree orb, which would mean that any time leading up to 8 degrees before that 11 degrees or 8 degrees afterwards, I would still feel the effects of that, what's called the applying pressure of the return happening. Okay. Now, it may be that I'm extra sensitive to the planets because I deal with them on a daily basis, but I know the planets have a huge impact on me, and I can feel them very significantly over the course of time. I remember several years ago when Saturn was in Cancer, and the day that it left, I felt an enormous weight lift off my chest. And that's because I have Moon in Cancer. I've got it's in my 10th house. I have Uranus in Cancer. So I had a lot of activity in that 10th house, but I felt this enormous weight lift on that date. So I do know that the planets absolutely, without doubt, have impact on our lives, and it's very visceral and real. And this is very apparent in my experience right now going through the Saturn return. There's a sense of seriousness. It's almost as if I'm, you know, swimming with shoes on, perhaps. Sense of seriousness. There's a sense of weight. I'm not as lively as I usually am. I feel a little bit more fatigued even, a little depressed sometimes. But I get through all these things because they are passing sort of moments in time. And I think if you work towards knowing, this is the value of predictive astrology, is knowing when these things are happening, you can address them accordingly, with good conscious decisions to sort of thwart what happens with a typical Saturn return. So what do? I exercise regularly. I've changed parts of my diet. I see an acupuncturist. I'm at preventative measures, not out of any need. I don't have anything wrong with me physically, but I go to the acupuncturist anyway. Why? Because I want to be sure that I've got my meridians are balanced. I also deal with an aromatherapist who helps to keep my chakras balanced. So I extend myself at this time because I know that I'm vulnerable to certain weights, as I said, that come about as a result of the Saturn return. I also take saunas to purge myself. I meditate on a regular basis. I do a lot of things to sort of keep myself in shape with regard to what is necessary for my own personal growth, as well as good Saturnian characteristics that would be helpful for making sure that my life is in balance. And by knowing this, this is my famous phrase, being forewarned is being forearmed. And what this indicates is that if I know ahead of time where I am in my life and what's coming up in the, over the course of time, I'll be better prepared to face that and accept it and be able to willing to put myself in a position where I can adapt, address, and confront what those issues are as they come down towards me in the Saturn return. Now, I want to make a few distinctions about the Saturn return, and I'd love to hear from anybody out there who decides they want to write to me. You can get to me, hold of me at chris@chrisflisher.com. I'd love to hear, if you are a baby boomer, what your experiences have been with the Saturn return. I'm going to try to collate some information and get back to people about what this time is all about. Now, if you're between the age of around, in our civilization, we typically think of 21 or 18 as being the ages when people become mature. But in astrology, the real time of maturity happens at the age of 28. That's the first Saturn return. It may be around 28, 29. It varies simply because Saturn goes retrograde and comes back again. So you really need to have a professional astrologer help you through that time and determine when your exact time and date is for that particular point in time. Once you determine that, you'd begin to feel the effects about 8 degrees before your return. So let's just say, for example, if your Saturn return was at 10 degrees Aries, if your natal Saturn was at 10 degrees Aries, you begin to feel that effects of that when Saturn entered Aries and began to work its way into 2, 3, 4 degrees, 5 degrees, 6 degrees, 7 degrees. It's that ramping up time leading up to the 10 degrees right beforehand, sort of like a countdown for a rocket ship. That's when you feel the most pressure. And then when it hits exactly, the weight is somewhat relieved for a while because it's already happened at that point. And then it tends to back away, and then it tends to come back again, depending upon if it's in retrograde motion or not. We see this in all the outer planets because they all retrograde. A lot of them retrograde half the year. So, the retrograde question is not so much of a deal with Saturn as it is, say, with Mercury. Mercury is much more, we feel the Mercury retrograde much more so because it's a very close planet. It's a personal planet, and it deals with our communication. But in Saturn, it affects things on a much more deeper, more subtle level. These are sort of the questions that seem to arise. Now, here I am. I'm 58, 59 years old. I used to work in high technology for many years. And all of a sudden, I am without a job. I do not have any visible source of income at this point in my life. And this is a time of real personal, navel gazing, for lack of a better word. It's a real time of personal reflection. And it's interesting because I found a photo of myself looking into the mirror that I posted up on my Facebook page. If you go to my Facebook page and you decide you want to friend me, I would love to have friends up there. It's always fun to meet new people. I have a photo up there of myself looking into the mirror. And what was ironic about that was I found it like 3 or 4 days ago and I posted it up on Facebook. And it's coming up right on my Saturn return. So that image of me looking in the mirror, and the photograph is taken from behind, so you can actually get the impression of man in the mirror looking in the mirror. It actually is very, very symbolic and metaphorical of what it means to live through a Saturn return. It is a time of reflection. It is a time of self-analysis. It is a time of realignment, rethinking. And I'm doing all those things myself right now. I'm working on my website. I'm redesigning an enormous new website that's going to be, much different and much more beneficial for people to understand what I do, how I do it, and what I provide. And and through services and stuff. And it's going to be a, you know, it's a big time of deciding where to go next. This is what the Saturn return is all about, in the second Saturn return. I've already lived through my first Saturn return. A few weeks ago, I had been talking about John Lennon's birthday. And it was October the 9th, and I was waxing on and talking about how much of a big impact he had on me as a child growing up. And that the year that he died was the same year that I had my first Saturn return. It was also the same year that I had my father passed away, very unexpectedly. And the reason that is significant is this is not happening to everybody. Not everybody loses people at a Saturn return. But in my case, I did. And that was a significant event. Most people in their 28, 29s, they get new jobs, they fall in love, they get married, they have babies, they get promotions, they move across country. And sometimes, yes, people do leave their lives, their marriages, or sometimes maybe the relationship that they had in college doesn't work any longer, and so you go your separate way and you find someone new. This is what the Saturn return is all about. So this, even though in society, we typically think of 18 or 21 as the legal age of growing up. We really don't officially grow up symbolically, metaphorically, or astrologically until 28, between 28 and 29. That's the time of the Saturn return. Now, in the second half of the show, I'm going to go through each of the individual signs and talk a little bit about what to expect in a Saturn return and how to cope. The best way to cope with it. I'll do that through each sign in the second half of the show, as well as talk about the Sibley chart. Right now, I'm sort of talking a little bit more about the ideas of what a Saturn return is. There are two Saturn returns that happen to almost everybody. The first is between 28 and 30. The second is between 58 and 60. The best way to determine that is to consult with an astrologer who can tell you exactly when the return will be, and most importantly, what the house will be. Where the activity happens in your second or your first Saturn return is critical to know, because if it is in your house of money, it might not be a good time to buy a house. If it's your time of creativity, it might be an interesting time to really push the limit on creativity. If it's in your sixth house, it might be the time to offer yourself up, or it might be an issue of with sometimes there's physical ailments in the sixth house. It's also a very good time to think about what do I do to help others, perhaps at that time. So each house has characteristics that are indicative of the flavor and the theme of where that Saturn is in your chart. So when you were born, Saturn fell into one of the 12 houses, and it fell into one of the 12 signs. And knowing that information will tell you what to expect when the time comes for your Saturn return, how best to prepare for it, and what to, you know, how to adapt to it, how to reap the most benefit from it. I actually believe that there's a great deal of benefit that can be brought about by the Saturn return, because it is a forcing function. Because Saturn has, in my case, taken away my job, I've got to find new ways to generate income. Because Saturn breaks up relationships, because Saturn takes people out of our lives, because Saturn forces us to clean up our room, as I mentioned earlier, or to take out the garbage, because Saturn is there as a taskmaster, it's wise to know how to turn that energy into something positive. That is always the secret, is how do we turn that into something positive? So much the way judo works, I've used this analogy many times in my show, much the way judo works, the idea of judo is that as the energy of the attacker is coming towards you, you sort of harness that energy and thrust it back on them. And I think that's the same way astrology works. If we know where we are, what we're doing, what time it is, who we are, where we're supposed to be at what time, if we have all that forewarned knowledge, then when the time comes, we can address it accordingly, or we can prepare for it accordingly. Now, Saturn in Libra is known to be it's actually exalted in Libra, so it's a good time, but it's a time of balance. It's a time of trying to find equanimity. It's a time of trying to stretch resources right now through the country, as we can see. So there's all these different flavors that have to do with what we feel in the way of Saturn. As it works through our lives, there may be great hard work. There may be questioning. It's also the time when opportunities present themselves, and the rewards at this time can be enormous. One of the things that does not work during the Saturn return is procrastination. So, it's kind of funny. We think of the idea of, you know, this would be your mother standing over your shoulder yelling at you to clean your room. And the longer you put it off, you know, obviously the madder she's going to get. So that's a metaphor, and I don't mean that literally, but it's the same idea. You could have your boss saying, is that report delivered yet? You know, Is the back room cleaned up yet? All those things. So they really do mark a time when we have an opportunity for a deep change and life-changing rewards. So even though it is hard work, please don't view it as something to be fearful of or scared of. It is simply a transition of the highest degree that allows us to move on and become more fruitful, valuable people, and really meet our true purpose. The first Saturn return has to do with, you know, it's in your late 20s. It's marked with kinds of, you know, personal milestones. The navigational tools are sort of twofold, and you have to take a chance every once in a while, and you have to, you know, give it a call. There is a certain degree of the first Saturn return of risk-taking. You know, you may be offered a new job, and you say, gosh, do I really want this? It's going to be a lot of work. But that is the secret. In that is the secret. If you are offered a new job, if you are involved in a relationship, if it does look like it's difficulty, there are ways around it. And this is what the Saturn return sort of brings to the surface. This is what it fleshes out. And I can see it clearly in my own life. I mean, it's really, really obvious. I've gone through a great period of time now trying to figure out who I am, where I'm going, how it's going to turn out in my life, because there's a great deal of unrest. I have almost every four corners of my major charts, of my major angles on my chart, are under duress right now. That's the first house, the fourth house, the seventh house, and the tenth. All four of those angles, those are the four cardinal angles, the main meridians of the astrology chart, are under duress right now at a time when I'm going through my Saturn return. So the best way to address that, as I have found, is to go into deep reflection, delve deeply, keep journals. I keep a what's called an astrological journal, so I know where things are at any point in time. And I work through this in a very methodical, thoughtful way, trying to be proactive. As I mentioned earlier, you know, going to the doctor, going to the acupuncturist, seeing aromatherapist, working on meditation, spending time being creative, trying to express myself in new ways, trying to literally reinvent myself. And this is much more the case with a Saturn return than any other real planet, especially because of the fact that Saturn is so responsible for our well-being and sort of that Capricornium, which rules Saturn. Capricornian quality of being the hard worker, let's get the job done. It's always about getting to the train on time. It's about filing your taxes on time. It's about cleaning up your room. It's about getting your life together. It's about getting your act together. And whether you're 28, 29, it's about growing up. When you're 58, 59, typically people find themselves in an empty nest syndrome kind of arrangement where the children are gone, they're off to college, or they're often married. So you find yourself in a time where your purpose is questionable. You say, well, I don't have a purpose anymore. My children are off to college. Who am I going to take care of? And people end up oftentimes looking at each other across an empty dining room table, couples, and they say, who are you? Where have you been for the last 20 years while we raised these children? These are the kind of questions that come up. And oftentimes people find themselves throwing the towel in and walking away is very common, but I'm saying to you that you don't necessarily have to do that. You don't have to take the steps that drastic. There are plenty of things that you can do that would also allow you to expand in other ways and actually grow as a result, which is the ideal purpose. What you really want to do is you want to grow at this time. You don't want to, as I said earlier, you don't want to procrastinate. You don't want to hold back. You want to grow. And the idea of growth happens through hard work. And the hard work is what the Saturn return is all about. Now, Saturn will always bear down on some corner of your chart, some house in your chart. And that's typically where you're going to find the action. But when it comes back to that return, this is what's called transit astrology. And the idea of a transit astrology is that you have your natal chart at the core of that with all your planets in all your houses, which is determined by a professional astrologer. And then you'll overlay the planets where they are today to get the interrelationship of what's happening at that time. That is called transiting astrology. It's remarkably effective. It's remarkably accurate. I did a show on it a few weeks ago called the planets in transit. And it's based on the idea, this is what all the major credible astrology sites work with. They work with transiting astrology. If you go to astro.com, which is Astrodienst in Switzerland, and they do a remarkable job. I can't say enough good about them. They're a remarkable resource for anybody trying to figure out where their transiting planets are. You go there, you enter your birthday, place, and time. It'll tell you exactly what's happening in your chart that day. That's how accurate it is. It's incredibly valid. It's just remarkable. And it's good to know this stuff because this is where you sort of come to terms with who you are and what you're doing with and what you're faced with. So the Saturn return happens between 28:29 58:59. It's a time when oftentimes we can have, you know, for as we age, where, you know, depression and fatigue certainly becomes you as you're 58:59. Maybe some of us are getting more gray hair or putting on a little weight, but we have to deal with these things, and that's why I said it's best to sort of change these habits before they become too old for you. This is the time to change those habits. If you look up, wake up in the morning, and you look in the mirror, you're 58:59 years old, and you say, "Gosh, I'm getting older." This is the time to address that, and or accept it. I guess that's what it comes down to, either address it or accept it. And I would say address it would be a better case because you're going to find yourself in a much better situation. Procrastination is one thing that Saturn doesn't like. So if you are in that situation where you're coming up on your Saturn return, this would be the time not to procrastinate. This would be the time to take action. And action comes from having a viable plan in place that says, "I'm going to get this done." Sort of a checkoff list of things you want to get accomplished over this time that are forthright, that are honest, that are steadfast, that are forward moving will bring you to greatest results with regard to the Saturn return. Saturn return need not be a difficult time. It can be a time of enormous growth, expansion, reinvention, sort of a renewed spirit can enter your life. It's got a lot of great qualities to it, so bear that in mind. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to go through each sign individually, talk about how best to deal with the Saturn return in your sign. So stay tuned. You're listening to Turning of the Wheel. My name is Chris Fleischer. I'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. I've got a couple of quick commercials, and then we'll get back to this topic again about the Saturn return. In the meantime, please write to me. I'm not taking any free reading. I'm not doing any free readings today. I'll be back doing that next week. But in the meantime, write to me with your experiences about your Saturn return at chris@chrisfleischer.com. And you can also write to me there to request a reading, or you can go to my website as well. I've got a newsletter there. And there's a lot of great information there. My website is undergoing overhaul right now, so I'm about to take on the Saturn return myself, and I'm taking it on with both horns. So if I can do it, you can do it too. I'm sort of here to tell you that it's going to be okay. I'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. Thank you. What is your destiny? Where are you going? What is your real purpose? Do you know? Do you want to know? Of course you do. It's your duty to yourself. We are all here for a reason, and we all have great potential. Discover all of this and more with a professional astrology reading. My name is Chris Fleischer, and I can help you. Discover your strengths and work on your weaknesses, and live your life to its fullest capacity. Based on your birthday, birthplace, and birth time, an authentic astrology reading will allow you to live your life to the fullest and reveal your true purpose. Only real astrology can give you real information. It is your destiny, and it is your path. Write me at chris@chrisfleischer.com and book a reading today. Or call me, 978-264-0668. That's 978-264-0668. www.chrisfleischer.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true, you can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest, you can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show. For the hosts and for others.
As the world shrinks and our barriers come down, diverse cultures are striving for harmony, balance, and peace. To ease the transition, we need to expand with color, light, and tolerance. Now, you can become a global citizen and embrace the color and clear spirit with the divine artwork of the mandala. Mandalas are a timeless artistic offering for creating unity, harmony, and peace. My name is Chris Fleischer, and I've spent years creating mandalas, and they are now available online at www.chrisflisher.com. Come and experience the world of color, form, and function with t-shirts, coffee mugs, note cards, and limited edition prints. These vibrant, lively paintings and products express optimism, oneness, and spiritual balance for all who use them. At www.chrisflisher.com. www.chrisflisher.com and enter a world of possibility and color.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to Turning of the Wheel. My name is Chris Flisher. The topic today is the Saturn return. And the Saturn return is a fantastic time of life if it's addressed that way. And as I promised, I'm going to go through each sign and tell you some sort of ideas that are helpful for dealing with the Saturn return. Now, the Saturn return, what I'm talking about here is where Saturn is in your chart. If you know what sign it's in, then I can give you some specific ideas about what to do. If your Saturn is in Libra, there's some specific ideas for what you can do. If your Saturn is in Taurus, there's specific ideas. But when it's returning to that spot, meaning that the transiting planets are returning to that spot, there's certain things that you can do that are helpful in that regard. Okay, so I'm going to go through all the signs, and hopefully this will shed some insight. If you have a piece of paper, it might be a great idea to take some notes if you know where your natal Saturn is. If you don't know where your natal Saturn is, you can get that information from me by writing to me at chris@chrisflisher.com with your birth date, place, and time, and I can tell you where that spot is. You can also get that from astro.com. Okay? So here we go. We're going to start at the top of the wheel and work our way all the way around the wheel with each sign. I'm going to give a brief description of sort of the sign, and then I'm going to give you some survival skills for when you have Saturn in that planet. Okay? So the first sign is Aries. That's a very fond one for me because I am an Aries. Aries needs action. We need to be first. There's a fierce passion there. There's a needs to dance with a spear. We need to be in the midst of the inferno. We need it like it was yesterday because we're so impatient. We need lightning rods. We need to win. We need never to wait. And so the best way for us to deal with a Saturn return is for us to take risks. We should be playing with matches. I don't mean literally, but I mean we should have a sense of daring. We should take a few chances. We should study martial arts initially, and anything that has to do with initiation. Screaming is a great idea. You know, getting out there and shouting at the top of your lungs because you're taking action. You know, you want to assert yourself at a time like this. You want to cover all the mirrors in your home for one day. Which is funny. And I think that, boxing might be good, you know, anything that sort of gets that energy out there. Maybe you don't want to box so much, but you want to know that you can get out there and at least get some sort of physical energy going. Whatever it takes, make sure it's physical. That's one thing I would say. Maybe you don't have to go out boxing anybody, but you at least get out and go out for a good bike ride or a good long walk. Another good thing is approach someone who sort of makes you feel shy, because that's sort of like the opposite of who you are. That's your Aries tend to be very assertive. You approach somebody who makes you feel shy, that means that you're actually experiencing the opposite of who you are. And then also one of the best things to do is to know that you are a beautiful person. That's a wonderful characteristic for an Aries to understand, because they sort of have that vanity piece about them. Taurus. Taurus is a very routine-oriented, grounded, stable kind of sign. They like comfort. They like warm clothes, good food. They love to have loyalty in their lives. They love to have there's a very sensuous sign. They love gardens. They love the earth. They love warm leather. They love baggage. They love all things that are of the finer parts of life. And they like predictability more than anything else. So that's a very, very Taurian kind of quality. As you are going through a Saturn return in Taurus, one of the best things you can do would be to sing and to use your creative voice. Use your creative voice to get out there and make a painting, create a song, write a piece of poetry. Sort of feed yourself the foods that you feel that you deserve. Let go of things, you know, sort of go out there and let go of things, you know, splurge a little bit. Change. Just change what you do. Change the way your hairstyle looks. Change the clothing that you wear. Change your nail polish. Change your lipstick. Change the way you look. Make a significant effort to do that. Let go of some of the old patterns, because you're very pattern-oriented. If you have a junk drawer, it's a great time to empty it. Go out and plant a garden. Don't hold on to things that are past their due. Let go. Let go is the best thing you can possibly do. Break out of old habits, express yourself, and most importantly, try to change. Try to get rid of the things that are holding you back. Very, very important for a Taurus to let go. Gemini, you need the newspaper, the TV, the television, the computer, the internet on all the time. You need to have this steady stream of information flowing through you and out of you. You need constant stimulation. You need almost to find someone who can respond that same way. You need to tell stories. You need to have action. You find it hard to sit still. You need to write. You need to be doing something every day that's different and inspiring, whether that means contacting old friends or whatever. So the best thing for you to do during your Saturn return is, guess what? Write a journal. I would also suggest that you meditate. I know how hard that is to do for a Gemini, but I think it'd be the best thing in the world you could do. Traveling is a great outlet for you because it gets you out in the world and you're seeing new things and the stimulation is good. Try to teach something. And remind yourself that you are intelligent. You know, you are intelligent. Don't take too much feedback or advice from others at this time. Tend to trust your gut. It's always wise to do that. Even if it means you have a ping pong match with yourself, try to always resort to that final line where your gut says, this is the way to go. And you will know that your gut will speak to you. And I mean this in a metaphorical sense. It's good to practice things like yoga or anything like that. Except that you need to have a dual life. You need to have many things happening in your life. That's just who you are. You do. You're the one sign in the chart that does five things really well at the same time. Try not to get too scattered. You know, it's good to know that you are a wild, air-driven, chatty kind of person, but it's also good to reflect on who the opposite of that is at the same time. So it's always good to find the mirror of that. Gemini, you are a ball of energy, and there's great energy, and there's great, you know, qualities in that. Cancer is the next sign. Cancer is very much of a domestic sign. Cancer needs, you know, to know where the roots of the family are. You need to take care of the family. There needs to be this sense of mothering. There's a sense of security, domesticity. You need to cry sometimes. You know, cards and sentiments, moonlight, romantic songs, all those things are, and nostalgia and collector's items. And most importantly, Cancer really needs that sense of domesticity, that sense of solid family, you know, the mortar and the concrete of what it means to have a home. Some of the best things that you can do if you have Saturn in Cancer is to make your house a home. There's a big difference between a house and a home, you know. Write a letter to your mother. Cook. Work with the phases of the moon. Watch the phases of the moon as they go through. And then if you're attuned to the moon, you are attuned to who you are as a sign. You might work with a therapist is a great idea, working with a therapist, especially a female therapist, because there again will be that maternal characteristic. Take time to nurture yourself, you know. Do some things that make you feel good. Go on short trips. Buy something nice. Have a nice lunch with a friend. It's also a good time to go out and buy some land. Or take yourself to a nice hotel or anything like that. It's all those things that have a sense of maternity to them are really important for Cancer, for Saturn in Cancer. Leo, you need the spotlight like the ballpark needs a spotlight at night. You've got a ton of people who admire you. You have this great warmth. You sort of fill up the room. You need pride, dignity, respect. You sort of just need a fan club, and you automatically build one. You know, you love the story. You tend to be sort of like a big child in that respect. So when you have a Saturn return in Leo, some of the best things that you can do would be to take an acting class. I mean, you'd be great at acting. It would allow you to get your personality out there in a big, boomy way. Take risks. Spend time with children. Become more playful. Spoil yourself. You know, take a trip to an art museum. Go to a class. Take a class. It's a great time to expand and learn when you have a Saturn return. Spend more time out in the sun because the sun is your ruling planet. So it's important for you to get out there and feel that stiff warmth on your skin because it really is evident for you to do that. It's a wonderful characteristic for any Leo to do that. Get regular massages, things that bring you back to earth and allow you to have that sense of grounding and that sense of warmth. These are wonderful things to do if you have Saturn in Leo. Virgo. Virgo is one that is very detail-oriented. You are a mutable sign. You need things to be together. You need to verbalize and maximize the minimal. So you are very detail-oriented. You need to stretch. You love to be the servant. You love to be the one who helps people along the way. You need to break it down. You need lists. You need cleanliness. You need clean counters. You need all kinds of things at the time. You need to be just very, very particular about things that are to deal with cleanliness, sanity, serving other people. You need that sense of ritual as well, which you're very much of a giving person. And oftentimes we find Virgos in the healing industries. So there's a whole generation of you that has Saturn in Virgo. What's the best thing to do if you do have Saturn in Virgo and you're going through a Saturn return? Get some nutritional counseling. Virgos tend to be very health-oriented, very health-centric. And so it's good for them to get this out of their system. It'd be a great idea to clean. Cleaning is one of the things that satisfies Virgo more than anybody else. You know, work on simplicity in your life. Try to practice and strengthen your concentration and attention to detail. This is one of your greatest skills, is attention to detail. But you have what I call selective detail. So if you have some areas of your life that are very organized and some areas of your life that are not so organized, focus on those that are not, and you'll find yourself coming to a place of great fruition. You don't want to be too much of a workaholic right now. You want to be consistent. You want to be able to follow recipes, and you want to be able to clean and take silent retreats whenever you can. It's the best way to deal with Saturn transiting, if it's transiting your natal Saturn in Virgo. If you're a Libra, which is where we are right now, Libra is the time, is the sign where Saturn is right now. And Libra is a sign that needs partnership. It needs balance. It needs sweetness and light. It needs charm. It needs air, art, an equal mate, grace are words that come to mind, justice, approval, parties. Essentially, Libra needs a second person in order to fill them. And Saturn is there right now. And interestingly enough, when we get to the Sibley chart, because the United States has Saturn and Libra in their natal chart, this is what we need in our lives right now. We need to take ourselves out for a date. Indulge in art and beauty. Realize that it's okay to be alone. We don't have to be the policeman for the world. You want to work on balancing. You want to collaborate with other people. You want to know yourself before you know anybody else. And don't compare yourself to anybody else. Make your own decisions and stick to them. Do not vacillate. One of the biggest problems with Libras is that they tend to see both sides of the story so clearly that they vacillate. And when they vacillate, they get into trouble, because one day the one answer looks good, the next day the answer doesn't look so good. Scorpio. Scorpio likes secrets. They like the deep darkness. They like to get into the long, deep down, burrow down into the research and find all kinds of interesting tidbits. In fact, they love to research. They love to mystery. They love the sort of the sensual realm of the dark underworld. All of those things. They love black leather. They love all kinds of, you know, things like that. And they also love this sense of being reborn. If you have Saturn in Scorpio, some of the best skills for you are to learn some of the tantric arts, which would be along the lines of tantric yoga. And it would be a great time to pay your debts back. It would be a great time to do some belly dancing. It would be a great time to get some financial planning under your way. It would be a great time to attend a seance. It would also be a good time to spend some time looking at yourself and, you know, sort of delving deeper into your own psyche. So sort of through the idea of either with an astrologer or with a psychoanalyst. Okay, it's also a very good idea. Sagittarius. Sagittarius loves to fly. They love freedom. They love to think. They love to expand. They love the idea of looking through books. They need independence in the worst way. And they also need to teach. Sometimes they need to preach. But they like to philosophize and take their mind to a higher level. So if you have Saturn in Sagittarius, the best thing that you can do is to get out of town, travel. Broaden your horizons. Experiment with new foods. Take new classes. Understand a new language. Immerse yourself in foreign cultures. Define who you are. Get to bookstores and lectures. Get back to school. Be a teacher. Meditate outside in the open sky and open yourself up to the world. These are the kinds of things that are very, very helpful for a Sagittarius. Capricorn. Capricorn, you are always going to need a mountain to climb someplace. This is sort of your raison d'etre. You need milestones. You need to have positive authority figures. You need structure. You need the you need skepticism sometimes as well. But you need to crawl before you can walk. And it's great to learn how to crawl. But you need status. You need tradition. You need timing. You need organization and structure. You need support. And in some ways, you need nothing. You're very self-sufficient. But it's those subtle qualities that I just mentioned that are very important for you to have. If you are a person with Saturn in Capricorn, the best thing that you can do is get outside and climb a few mountains, and you're really going to feel as if you are doing the best thing you can possibly do. It's important to stay involved in some sort of an extremely disciplined program is good. It's best to stay away from drugs, to believe it or not. I mean, they may have their benefit for some people, but they don't always work for people. It's important that you break down your goals and you have a sense of structure and an immediate sense of definition about where you need to be and what you need to get done in that day. Sort of, it's a great time to do some checkoff listing. Don't beat yourself up. Follow well-defined schedules or great ideas. Create priority lists. Create 5 and 10 year plans so you have something to work towards. A mission statement would be a great thing to write for your life. Sort of giving yourself boundaries, structure, noticeable, tangible, goal-oriented tasks and strategies that get you grounded and in that forward motion. Aquarius is the next sign. Aquarius needs, you know, they just need to blast off into the future. They're an air sign. They are very global, altruistic, independent, progressive. They need the group and the community. That's what they do best. They do best out there serving the public. They work well in large organizations, and they are stimulated in the largest, in the highest degree when they have, you know, multiple things going on, change, new vibration, and they like to be sort of revolutionary and shocking. So if you have Saturn in Aquarius in your chart, the best thing that you can do is to evaluate your friendships. Are they working? You know, it'd be good to join an organization such as Greenpeace or, the Peace Corps or something like that. You need to have a sense of definition that makes you different. So maybe it's a good idea to go out and buy some unusual clothes that are old or vintage that have a sense of identity to them. It's also good to read science journals because you are very scientific-minded, and it's good for you to take risks and be revolutionary in that regard. So if you're reading science journals and things to grasp you on a global level, it's a great idea to sort of take them on as your task. Be experimental. Be risky. Be, you know, shake things up in your life. Total freak out. And get away from that, because Aquarius is a fixed sign. And the idea of some of these exercises is to sort of get you into that spot where you're sort of shaking things up a little bit. I think the more you shake yourself up, the greater you'll find yourself expanding, because it's that sense of change to you, the Aquarius, who is a fixed sign, that you get more of that less stability is actually better for you in some way. And so you can take you can pursue that if you shake that up a little bit. So spend some time with friends, socialize with people who make you a little bit uncomfortable. So you have to get a little bit in your danger zone there. Uncomfortable is a great spot to be for you right now if your Saturn is in Aquarius. The last sign is Pisces. A Pisces, you know, they are just drawn down in fantasy, visions, and dreams. They need to surrender sometimes. They just need, they live in a land of gods. They need to dance. They're very mystical and mermaid and fantastic world. They live in a sort of a dream world of fantasy and nuance and compassion and oceans and baths, because it's a water sign. And they also need to find a way to resurrect, because they are the last sign in the chart, the zodiac wheel. They have this sort of sense of great mystery about them, as if they've almost been through the whole cycle. And many astrologers argue that that is the true case, that you people who are Pisces have been there because they've already traversed the whole cycle. But if you have Saturn in Pisces, one of the best things that you can do is to write down your dreams. Anything that comes to you, especially when you first wake up, take long baths and get near the ocean. Listen to your favorite music. Dance, sing, paint, write poetry. Avoid drinking and drugs if you can, just because of the fact that you tend to be lost in that world anyway. So, and when you add that to in greater extremes, you're going to have more of that problems that those can manifest. That's the only reason I say that, is because I'm not condoning or anything like that. I'm simply saying that if you do that more, you are very prone to that. So it's just best to try to sort of stay away from that if you can. You know, and it's also good to take off the, turn the phone off and give yourself some solid time to be alone. It's very, very critical that you're alone. So those are some, those are each of the 12 signs. I tried to give a little bit of characteristics to each of them and to what to do with the Saturn return. Now I want to focus briefly on the United States chart. We've got a few minutes left, and, if I can get into some detail about the United States chart, I think it's really, really relevant, because in the United States, our natal chart has our Saturn at 14 degrees Libra, and it's in our 10th house. Now, this is no small irony. We are a Cancer nation, meaning that our sun is in Cancer. We have, and it's a 13 degrees Cancer, and our moon is in Aquarius. So we've got sun in Cancer, moon in Aquarius, a rising sign is Sagittarius, and our natal Saturn is in the 10th house. And right now, Saturn is at 11 degrees Libra, and the U.S. natal Saturn is at 14. So right now, we are in the midst of that extreme time that I talked about, which is all about redefinition. And the fact that it's in the 10th house doesn't surprise me in the least, because look at the job situation. Right now, Saturn is in our 10th house. The 10th house is the house of career. So we have 10% unemployment. Massive sort of unfolding of all these great pieces that we once made us very popular in the world. This huge sense of this wonderful sense of being the breadbasket for the world and the provider for the world. All of that is under duress right now. It's being reexamined. And we can see this. The President of the United States and the Cabinet and the Congress and everybody else is going through an enormously difficult time trying to figure out how to solve these problems. We've got huge problems. We are way overextended. We are taking care of everybody else but ourselves. I'd love to go back to that thing on Libra that I read earlier, because that's really what where the United States needs to be right now. It has to do that again. I had a piece of paper. I wrote some notes down, and I was talking about Libra, and I want to go back to that because it's really important. One of the things is that it's okay to be alone, is one of the things I mentioned. So if the United States were to be alone and pull all of our resources back home instead of spreading ourselves so thin across the world, we might be able to take care of ourselves in ways that we have not done until now. We are so widely scattered across the globe with influence and money and all kinds of things that we have no way of taking care of our own. This is a basic infrastructure problem that is coming about as a result of our lack of internal self-focus. So this would be a wonderful time for us to turn ourselves back on ourselves, say, what is it that makes us work? Where are we broken? And once we fix ourselves, because we are that Cancer nation, we need to be regenerated. We need to have that influx of energy and self-healing in our domestic areas, as well as in our home and our job, our career centers, in order for us to have the energy to get back to give to the world. It's the analogy I always use is when you're on the airplane and the flight attendant gets up there and does their thing with the air mask and everything else. They always mention the fact that they say, put the air mask, if you're with it, traveling with a small child, put the air mask on yourself first and then put it on your child, because if you can't do it, the small child can't. And the same thing applies to the United States. If we don't have the resources to keep ourselves alive and be a regenerative source of information and resources, then we cannot give back. So it's time for us to replenish our wells, and that can only happen by a retreat. It's a time to come back home, fix up our backyard, and then once we have that everything balanced and we have a sense of collaboration within the country, of cooperation, and we're on the same page, we'll have a much easier time moving forward. It's okay that we do this, and we sort of need to indulge ourselves for a change instead of indulging so much outwardly. And this is not a question of selfishness at all. It's a question of self-repair. It's the same reason that I go to the acupuncturist, even though I don't need to. This is how we replenish and refill our well. refilling our well is exactly what we need to do because we are sorely depleted in that regard. The United States is coming up on a Saturn return that will be happening when Saturn gets to 14 degrees, which I will tell you exactly when that will be. It's coming up in a few weeks, I believe. It's the 14th of Saturn will be in at 14 degrees right around the end of November. So when it gets there, that's when it's interesting because we will already have had elections at that time. We will know much better where where we are going. But it's at that time that we are going to be feeling that Saturn return. So this is a critical time. I ask you all to take time out to do that. Write to me and let me know your thoughts about your Saturn return. I'm here. My name is Chris Flischer. It's at chris@chrisflischer.com. My website is www.chrisflischer.com. You've been listening to Turning of the Wheel. I will be with you next week, and I will be doing free readings next week. So feel free to call in. I hope you found some value in this. It's difficult to host a radio show by yourself, but and talk for this long, although I seem to have filled it up pretty well. But I appreciate your support. Write to me. Let me know what your thoughts are. chris@chrisflischer.com. And I will speak to you all next week, and thank you for your support and listening. And until then, be open to possibilities. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Turning of the Wheel with your host, Chris Flischer. To schedule a reading with me or to order artwork, you may visit my website at www.chrisflischer.com. That's www.chrisflischer.com. Or email me, and you can call me at 978-264-0668. Thank you. And as always, be open to possibilities.